Say there's a long road after Alice, Texas. We better get moving along.
All right.
Okay.
They didn't know what to do with us down in down Biloxi. Mm-hmm. So they started finding places to cubbyhole to put these fellas. Mm-hmm. So my cubbyhole was down to Alice, Texas with my group. There was a group of us.
Okay.
We was down there and we was doing what I told you we was doing, and mm-hmm. we was marching, we was taking physical education, and we was that's about all we was doing. One day we was all called down to the auditorium, and something big was coming up. Mm-hmm. And we got down there, and I remember sitting and talking to my buddy. You know, everything's alphabetical. Starts mm-hmm. at A, go down to Z.
Oh.
Well, I was S, so I didn't pay no attention. Mm-hmm. The colonel said, told us what happened. He didn't tell you what has happened. He said what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when I call your name, he says, I want you to fall out on the street and immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he started off calling names. I was still a bit not paying no attention. My buddy says, hey, that's your name. My colonel says, Irish Strawn. Jumped up and said, here, sir. He said, why didn't you call? Why didn't you answer? Man, I hit the room. I got out there in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, well, Sergeant, we formed up, and he says, marched us back to our barracks.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you go in there and pack your barracks bag, get back out here on this immediately, as soon as you can get out here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. And a bunch, some others, I don't know, might have been, I don't know how many, 50, 60, 70, I don't mm-hmm. know. But the thing was, they had such a big pool of trainees
mm-hmm.
that they didn't know what to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you enlisted in the Army Air Corps, you were still in the Army Air Corps. Mm-hmm. But if you had been in an army, the regular army, and you had applied for pilot training or air training, well, they canceled that.
Oh.
Man, you ought to heard the moaning and groaning, and well, I can understand, because of what is going to happen. We were getting ready to go into Europe,
mm-hmm.
and they had enough of air trainees,
mm-hmm.
more than needed, so they just took and pulled all the army back.
Okay.
Into the service, into the original deal. They made a mistake, they said.
Mm-hmm. And so when you say they were going into Europe, were you talking about D-Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, it wasn't D-Day, it was, nobody knew what day
well,
it was.
Well, yes, yeah, but an invasion.
One, I had a friend named Greenfield,
mm-hmm.
and I was pretty close to, you know, and he was with the artillery.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I got a letter from him. He was really, he says, I'm getting ready to go overseas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, that's what happened. Well, as they took us down, we got our barracks bags fixed, and they marched us down the street and into the railroad tracks and put us on a railroad car, and we was gone in an hour or two.
Where'd you go?
We went up to oh my goodness sakes, where they have the Decoration Day races, car races.
Oh, Indianapolis?
Indianapolis there.
Okay.
The Butler University.
Okay.
That was where they were going to stack us out for a mm-hmm. while. They found a place for that. Well, that was was some of the, that was taking up some of the pressures.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was there, let's see, it was in February. I think we was over here in March or April.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there in, so it was sometime in March that I went into Indianapolis, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And to college there. We took classes in the college there.
Oh.
And I was there until August.
Mm-hmm. What kind of classes did you take?
Oh, we took we took physics.
Mm-hmm.
I took weather.
Mm-hmm. So these were classes that would help you in your training.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was two or three of them. We had spent half a day
mm-hmm.
there at the college. Then the other half day we done physical work, like and then you had your work to do at home mm-hmm. in class. And so, but we was there from I'd say March until August.
Okay.
And you know, they had what in the Army, what they call a latrine rumor.
Mm-mm, don't know. What's that?
That's a rumor. It's always started in a latrine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, the latrine rumor was that it's closing the school down.
Oh, okay.
And then there was, they were sending us everywhere, you know. But, one of the orders was, if you had a wife there, you know, some of the fellas did.
Mm-hmm.
The wives followed them around,
you know,
wherever they were. And then they had a wife, sent her home. Don't you dare let them follow you now.
Oh, okay.
So that didn't bother me, but mm-hmm. it did some of the friends. And didn't tell you where they was going.
Hmm.
And put you on a train, we was headed west. Finally, the retrieve room would come around. It was going, where'd you guess?
I decided California.
Garden City, Kansas. Yeah, well, that was something, you know. But when I got out there,
mm-hmm.
the guys had asked me, what kind of country is that? And I said, well, it's a dry country.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we're always looking for terrain.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, all right. So when I got into Garden City, they put us in some open trucks. Mm-hmm. Got to look around. Darnest race norm we ever had. out the garden, you know where Garden City Air Base is.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Got out there and man, got out in formation there and then we knew darn well that them officers was mad about something.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out some of them wives had beat them there. How they knew, I don't know.
Must have been another kind of rumor.
Yeah. But, so consequently, we had to pay. I mean, they just closed down. You couldn't get off of the base.
Oh.
And I was only 35 miles from home.
Right.
And finally, I guess towards the end, I mean, I was there in August. Well, I'm not sure about that, but we had the same thing we had down in Alice, Texas. Washing windshields and mm-hmm. checking oil and the air cleaners and all that. That was a basic training out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a guy with the name of Tedder from Arkansas. I always wondered what happened to him. But he was a little guy. And he had an older brother that was in the Air Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he had been overseas. Anyway, he was a colonel.
Okay.
And when he was assigned this training area, one day an AT-6 flew in over there. We didn't think he was ever going to get out of there.
Yeah.
I couldn't get home. I only got home. Well, I couldn't. I think I got home twice.
And they couldn't come visit you either.
Well, not. They was busy, you know.
Right.
And they, I don't. I think they didn't care to go into the military.
Right.
There, and there's always a lot of uneasiness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he flew in there, and within just a few weeks, we were sent down to the cadet center. I know that the cards were shuffled, because I know some other people that never did get down here.
Mm-hmm. And where was the cadet center?
At San Antonio, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's where you took some more training, you know, classes and the code. You had to learn your radio code.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of physical education.
Yeah. You've taken a lot of physical
flight training.
Yeah.
And a lot of algebra.
Mm-hmm.
That I never did like, and darn near failed it in high school. I think my old teacher, Mary Reese was her name. Long gone now, but I think what she did when she's putting her grades down in the grade book, she's looking out the window. Anyway, that was that. But then I was down there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many months I was down there.
Yeah.
There was no openings.
Hmm.
And I think it was kind of like the lottery. I know that one guy might go out every, I think it was every, I don't know what the, how, what time of, whether it was every 6 weeks, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Every 6 weeks they'd sit, another class went out.
Okay.
One of the class went out.
And when they went out, you mean they went overseas?
No, it's we haven't even started yet.
Okay, all right.
We haven't even started. This is that. That was where you started, right there.
Okay.
That's where they.
Where you went into the cadet.
Really, you was a cadet
okay.
now.
All right.
I mean, you was a. You got pay before that.
Mm-hmm.
You got pay as soon as you cleared down there in Biloxi, Mississippi. $75.
Mm-hmm.
That was better than what the private got. I don't know what private got. It was 60, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I got out of there. My name come out. I got out of there and went over to can't think of the name of the place, but it was a primary training, PT-17, single engine, 420 horsepower, and. I was there, I think 3 months. You had upper class and lower class. And then from there, I went down to Mission, Texas. And flew an AT-6, 640 horsepower. Now, that was quite a step.
Yes.
I was down there 12 weeks, I think it was. Mm-hmm. I figure, and I don't know if it's right or not.
Okay.
And from there, I was sent to ALO. That was basic, advanced. Mm-hmm. Twin engine,
mm-hmm.
multi-engine school down here at Enid, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And just started there. This is advanced, and you had two classes there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lower class and upper class. In the upper class, you graduated and got your commission and was sent overseas,
mm-hmm.
or some kind of a, not right off of there. You had practices
right.
and stuff like that. But wasn't it September the 8th when the war ended?
In Europe or?
August.
Well, they dropped the bombs like August the 5th and August the 7th. I don't know when the treaty was signed. It could have been September.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember that. I got an hour and 20 minutes in the B-25, dual time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember coming in, or overhead head patter. But anyway, the war is over.
Oh. So did you know immediately what that meant for you?
Well, pretty much so.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, I mean, next week or so, I think they kind of throw the switch on the training program right
mm-hmm.
now. And there was some grumblings going on with the cadets, you know,
mm-hmm.
we want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they sent us home for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I come home. I live right over there. I come home in 2 weeks, and then they called us back. And they give us a choice of signing up till June of 47.
Mm-hmm.
That would be two more years.
Right.
And I didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, what would happen? Oh, I guess, they sent us, they loaded us up. They closed this base. That's
mm-hmm.
what they loaded us up in some of the airplanes there, in those B-25s. I think they was, I don't know how many of us in there. Some of the training officers, you know, that flew the airplanes,
mm-hmm.
and it took us down to Georgia, Albany, I believe it was down there.
Mm-hmm.
When we got down there, well, it called us all up into the auditorium again and gave us a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we wanted to, because they're going to keep that base open.
Right.
And this and they was going to close down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided that I want to come home. And old airplanes, and I had all I wanted.
Right.
So that's it.
Okay. So then you were just discharged and you came home?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well let me, let's see. How do you think that experience changed you? What did you learn? any reflections on that experience? Because my goodness, you moved around a lot.
Oh yeah.
And it seemed to me it would have been frustrating because you never got to where you wanted to be.
Well, he was in the Army.
Okay, all right. That's a good answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I got along all right. For disciplinary, you got 5 demerits a week.
Mm-hmm.
You got 5 of them. Now, that means if you... They inspected your bed, they inspected your clothing, they inspected everything, your floors and your... And then once a week they had what you call another inspection, a standby.
Okay.
And they'd inspect you when you was in formation. If you goofed up, like today's uniform is so-and-so and you showed up with a coat on or something like that, boom, you got a demerit for it.
So if you got 5 demerits, then what happened to you?
Well, when it come time to the end of the week, instead of getting going town, you had to go walk your tour.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you had to dress up, you had to get check out a rifle, and you had to walk out a certain area, walk down there to attention now, turn around, come back, and there was somebody watching you all the time, they'd give you another demerit if you didn't.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Did you ever have to do that?
Never.
Excellent. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think that you learned? Now, you were a little bit older when you went in. Is there something that a lot of people say discipline, which you've talked about. Are there other things that you learned? You said you got along with people well.
Well, I never had any problems.
Okay.
There was some problems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, frustration, you know. Some people just don't cater to other people.
Yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And we was in the... There was 6 of us in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes I remember there was almost a fight.
What was it like meeting young men from other parts of the United States?
Well, you made friends, you know. Some friends, some you just didn't care about.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep up with any of those friends once you left?
Well... Yeah, there's one that I kept, but he passed away several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Name is Sweet. Mm-hmm. He was right behind me.
Yeah.
And he lived in New York. We corresponded, and he came out and seen me one time. Mm-hmm. Then he retired and moved to Florida, and I guess he had a heart attack, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was the problem?
Okay.
Max Sweet. And,
when you were at all of those bases and you had time, leisure time, I guess I'll say, did you play cards? Did you go off base, go into town?
Well, you got off one day a week.
Okay.
Providing you didn't have tours.
Right.
And you had to be back by 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's in the through the gate. That is not coming in the gate. That
right.
means through the gate.
Okay. So you would go into town, go eat or something like that?
Well, you had USO.
Okay.
You go there.
Mm-hmm.
And most usually went to a restaurant and had a different type of food and they're what they served you in. You know, going through a mess line, it's
right.
not very appetizing. Anyway, what else did you do? You went to movie maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But
now did you or most of the young men smoke?
Oh yes, I never smoked until I was about 25.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't smoke. there didn't drink very much, very few. But when I got in the service, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And,
well, looking back, what do you think about the experience?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I'm proud of serving my country.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there's others
that serve differently. Mm-hmm. Okay. When you enlisted, or when young men in the community enlisted, today we use the word patriotism a lot. Was that used, or did you just know that you felt that way?
Well, my family's been here a long time.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a tradition? Did your father serve in the military, your grandfather? I know you said your brother did.
Yeah.
But uncles or anything that you would have known about?
Well, you see, there hadn't been anybody in my dad's family,
mm-hmm,
or my mother's family that served in the service except the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, both of them had fathers in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were born in 1918. As you were growing up, did you know anyone who had fought in World War I?
No. Can't think of anybody.
Okay, all right. Well, in a farming community, sometimes,
yeah,
you know.
Oh, later on, yeah, that there's a Barbara Ferguson up here that was in World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, there was a Routon.
Okay. Now, in this community, did you know people who were conscientious objectors, the Mennonites?
I don't remember any.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know them by name. I know.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. Where were you when the war in Europe ended? That would have been May 1945, and do you remember hearing about that?
You know, must have been down in Mission, Texas.
Okay. And do you know, or was there talk about maybe that anyone in would be going over to the Pacific War after that? Or did you even think or talk about that?
Well, we knew that that's what would be concentrated on then.
Mm-hmm.
However, they did keep some soldiers in Europe, you know, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of keep things down, looking for some of the disappeared.
Right.
You know, they did fly the coop, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Well, when the bomb was dropped, what did people think about that?
Mm. Well, you know, I don't, I know that if it made a difference, mm-hmm. you know, quite a difference that that it would soon, that it would make some difference in the enemy.
Right.
Which it did, you know, and mm-hmm. then they dropped another one. Mm-hmm. That really got their attention.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And